Hello.
Hello.
And welcome
to the Bus Factor.
It's where the factory is.
Oh, we should probably change the... Oh, so you straight away just change some stuff. All right.
Oh, I changed stuff or you did?
You did.
Oh, yeah, no, I changed the volume. It was real loud in my ears. We're at a different location this time. You may be able to see the camera is pointing at a different intersection.
So hello to any KiwiCon people. Wave at us if you see. Yeah.
Or if you have any friends who are going to be walking past, tell them to wave. And I think, given the quality of the camera, we don't really have any privacy issues. So that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, so our AI, I tried it before. It just can't even detect when a red light is happening.
Yeah, yeah. Because the angle's too, like...
the angle's way too steep. Though, like, in reality, I can just see perfectly clear when a red light is happening.
Yeah, as a human, you're just like, there's red lit up, the rest of them are black. That's clearly a
even
red light.
Out of the... Can you hear me through this?
Yeah, through the headphones, yeah.
No, like, through... I've got... Like,
yeah, that's fine. We can, yeah. That's fine.
I've got my lanyard on.
Yeah, for those who were at KiwiCon, the badges are interesting badges this year.
Interesting.
Okay. So
describe the badges.
Aviator sunglasses with a lanyard, and most people are doing the lanyard in the center of the aviator glasses.
So you don't lose
face.
Them.
So you don't lose them, and then you put them on your face, and you look like a dipweed.
I have got so many weird looks.
Are you wearing it in public?
Yes.
Oh my god, I take my lanyard off when I'm in public. Oh my gosh. Don't worry, actually. I was gonna share a story that would have been detrimental to that'd be mean. Okay. Before we start, we actually got some
We've got a special show tonight.
Special show.
So it's KiwiCon, right?
Which means people are around. So we've got some very special guests on. But what I did want to say before we bring any of the guests on, how many do we were gonna get? How many red light runners?
This is a new intersection for me. Yeah.
And it also looks like, I think we're going to struggle to detect any just because we've been engaging in the spoils of KiwiCon all day. I've been CTFing, so my brain's a bit frazzled.
I think we'll just have to, like...
Also, this is the grossest, stickiest dick I've been on in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know why it's particularly sticky in that particular area. I have no idea why.
Did you spill beer there?
I have no idea why.
Okay, so you spilled shit here. That makes sense. Okay, how many do you reckon we're going to get? I reckon I'm going to go two. Wait, there's no ABS here, right?
Two.
There's no ABS here, right?
No ABS. Should we hide the ABS?
Oh, there technically is an ABS, but not for the buses.
Where's the ABS? Oh, look. There is actually.
Okay, I'm going to say two.
Yeah, that's a tricky situation.
All right. Well, we're going to bring one of our
guests
on.
Is there an ABS, like, down here? Oh, did you say that on air?
Yeah.
His name?
No. What? No, I didn't say anything on air.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Who is the guest?
We've got person number one.
Guy number one.
Guy number one. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm going to hand over. And hopefully, guy number one and Hugh shall have some news for us. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, do I have to take the headphones back again?
This is guy number one here. So I'm representing Untitled, the security podcast. The world's best and most recognized security podcast. In fact, I believe we're the inspiration for the Bus Factor. Is that true?
No, that is not.
I'm still going to take credit for that. Personally.
You cannot.
Look, a bus.
So this is
What's it doing? Is it going to run a red light?
He is actually edging over. So,
looking at buses in a serious way, aside from through the webs, like...
He's
not
going to
turn green. That fucking sucks.
He's more like, I'm just going to cut in front of this car.
Is there a code of conduct for this podcast? Like, how...
Like,
you've listened
Apple,
to Untitled.
We're not allowed to talk about, like, sexual things, I think. And that's about it.
Right. Okay, so not like Untitled, but... Sure.
Yeah. Apart from that,
I love our song.
Oh, now I get to listen to myself. Super weird.
No, we never did that. We didn't want to hear ourselves, and we just worried about it off. Well, we didn't even worry about it.
I have like half a millisecond delay. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's like, really weird. You find yourself like struggling to complete sentences because it's real bad, dude. So can you tell me about the setup here? Like, you're using OpenCL or something?
So
what do you do?
All our listeners know about it at the moment. But
I
yeah,
listened to like one episode, and the second episode, he didn't talk very much about buses, and I got pissed off.
Buses.
Yeah, buses.
So our setup is we have OBS.
You got OBS, yeah?
With a shitty webcam. Do not touch the laptop.
I've had that warning. So is this a Logitech Quick Cam or a Microsoft camera? What are we looking at here? I'm very interested in the tech.
I think it's a Microsoft HD.
A HD Life Pro or something?
Life Pro.
That's very cool.
Then out the top, we've got something that we use for Ethernet back home.
Yep.
On the other side, we've got a Focusrite that's doing all our audio.
Oh, shit. If you wanted Ethernet, I could have done that.
Sick.
All right.
I should just tweet. We are live.
Oh, don't tell them.
Stephen would not let me do this on air. So tell me about yourself.
So my name's Guy Number One. I have a PhD. You can call me Dr. Guy Number One if you'd like. And my PhD is in cybercrime. So I have a PhD of cybercrime. I've been criming since I was a child. And I'd say the thing that I'm most passionate about is committing crimes in as many countries as possible. Some of my first crimes were, you start out small, as you do. Murdering, people.
Wow, that's not serious.
No, well, it's fine. I had it coming. I'm really just trying to fill some silence here while you play with your phone. What's the situation? What's going on with your phone? I'm very interested.
I was tweeting out saying we're live.
Are we live
now? Are you watching for buses running red lights? Because
how do I tell if a bus is running red light?
So can you see the red light?
I can see the red light quite well. Better now that the sun's gone down a little bit. This is very clear.
So if you see a bus go through the intersection while it's red.
And I understand this happens quite a bit here.
Yeah. When that happens. So now if you see a bus red.
So I'm actually from the former Soviet Union. We used to broadcast from a ex-Soviet Union bunker in Auschwitz. We would discuss security topics.
For real?
I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about InfoSec stuff. So
why are we talking? What?
How about we talk about...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you been to KiwiCon today?
I went to KiwiCon today. There was one of my favorite actors speaking, Bruce Schneider. I really thought he was great in The Carrot and The Hot Girl.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if any of you have met or have seen Bruce Schneider. He's about 4 foot tall. Now, this is actually, yes, he's 4 foot tall, but I'm going to get into an actual story. Like, yeah, I know I've been going on about murdering people as a prank and shit. That wasn't true. But I did meet Rob Schneider, Bruce Schneier at a conference back home, and he was about 4 foot tall. And when I saw him for the first time, he was wearing a beret and Apple socks, but his like pants were real high, so you could see the socks and the logos and everything. And he was facing
sounds
a
very
corner.
Judgy of you.
Yeah, no, I am judgy about him. I wasn't then. I was kind of like, oh shit, it's Bruce Schneier. I'm kind of psyched to talk to him. So I went to talk to him, and he looked at me, saw that I was speaking to him, and then turned to face the wall. And did this until I walked away. And I thought maybe he just doesn't like me. Then what happened was he went on stage, he spoke, and he was a very good speaker. But sort of afterwards, he realized he hadn't said anything. Like, there was no information there. He's just very good at speaking.
I'm going to hold you back here. Yeah.
Well, what's happening over there? Like, is this normal?
We can't hear this on the microphone.
Oh.
Some Hare Hare Krishnas are walking past.
All right, they do that a lot.
They just walk past and then they're walking back.
Hmm.
What I'm going to ask you, do you have any news in the last week?
So I do have some InfoSec news. So there was a talk today where someone gave a failed. Actually, it was the first time I'd seen someone fail a demo that they had pre-recorded. The video just started looping before they could get to the money shot.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was really bad. But what this person was dropping was actually a default configured AD domain, like any regular AD joined machine,
yep,
to DC. That was a hell of a fucking bug.
So this was Mubix's talk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just default, if you could join an AD, you could basically get...
No, yeah, if you had the right to join an AD, so if you're a regular user, you can join, what is it, 5 machines or 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can join a certain number of machines. I think it's 5.
Yeah.
So if you could join a machine to a domain, you could say, oh yeah, I'm joining it. By the way, I'm a DC.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
I know, right? I was just like, oh, shit.
Like, I have engagements. So I'm going to go home.
I actually
hack
did
computers.
Training with him, like, the last couple of days. And, like, he kind of kept on hinting that he had something he wanted to talk about. But he, like, never mentioned it. And then, like, boom. And it's talk. I was like, ah, oh, that's what he wanted to
You're
talk
You're like,
about.
Holy shit, that is some serious OD. And the reception was basically nothing because it's demo botched. Like, no one got the point.
Yeah.
Honestly, the way he was speaking, I thought he was going to the point and saying, oh, did you know you can, with a regular user, join 5 machines to a domain by default? And I'm like, well, yes, I do know that. Everyone knows that. And then it's like, no. But at the same time, you can say, you're a DC now. The fuck?
I'm going to ask you a question as well.
Yeah.
Just because you're a guest.
All right.
How many buses do you think you will see run red lights here?
3.
In the 100. Next length of this show. We might do a long show. I don't know.
Honestly, could you answer me this? How many buses am I likely to see? Can I do this as a ratio? Can you give me a sort of guesstimation of the number of total buses that I'll see at this particular intersection?
How many buses do you think we're going to see this week in the next like hour?
Because like I'm a regular listener to the show and watcher, but this is not the normal intersection. So, and I'm not from here, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, like maybe 40, 50.
40, 50? 6.
You're going to say 6?
I'll say 6.
6 are going to run red lights.
Yeah, yeah. 6 of the 40 or so. Yeah.
All right.
40, 50, 6.
What do you say, Stephen? Stephen said 2.
2.
And what did I say? I didn't answer.
Well, when I watched the first episode of the show, I swear it was like 50% of the buses were running red lights.
He's yelling at me. Oh my God. Like, why is he yelling at me?
He's yelling at you.
Steven.
Why would he do that?
Can you not hear me?
Why would he yell at
him,
you?
I mean.
Oh, I wasn't listening to him. I was listening to you. You're so
pretty. So at the start of every show, we always start with like how many buses we think are going to run.
Right, right.
He reckons 2. You reckon 6. I reckon... Oh, that wouldn't burst.
So there's a reason I don't catch a lot of episodes of the show. Back home, this broadcast is about
5.
Noon. It shows up at about 12 noon, lunchtime, right?
Oh, yeah, because you're in Western Australia, right?
Yeah, and I try to watch
Person number one.
And my coworker, Mike Loss, he chucks a fit. He doesn't like the show. He won't let me watch it at full volume in the office. He's like, put on headphones. I'm not going to do that. He's not my mom.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want me to finish my Rob Schneider story?
I was just interested what talks you were interested in. Keep it going.
All right. You're really into InfoSec, man. It's bizarre. I thought this was about
bus. All right. Let's kill...
Let me finish my Rob Schneider story.
Like, why don't we talk about buses? Have you caught a bus in your
life? I actually have caught a bus.
Tell me about the bus. Describe it to me.
So I got on the bus. There were rows of seating. So when you get on the bus, the first thing you see is the driver of the bus in a cage so that you cannot assault him with a bottle.
Yeah, in Perth, they have fucking cages with the...
Well, your bus driver's not in cages.
No, they're actually starting to bring those cages in here. But
how,
like,
how
not
did the bus drivers avoid
cages?
Being assaulted by people with broken bottles?
We just don't have people assaulting people all the time.
Oh, that's weird. Do you have alcohol here?
Yes.
Huh. Are you saying that it's not alcohol?
What is in
problem?
Your hand at the moment?
I'm drinking pink gin and tonic.
Oh, I never knew gin wasn't alcohol.
Well, no, I bought this in Australia. That's actually a lie. Ooh, I bought it here.
You smuggled alcohol in?
Up to the gin.
Does anyone of our listeners know our instant call line for customs?
I don't know it here. I know some guys in customs in Australia. They're fucking awesome. They got the best shit.
So anyway, what was I saying? Jesus.
I think I was trying to talk about Rob Schneider. So anyway, he gave his talk.
Oh, you
and it was very low on content. And then after the talk, I was like dealing because I was organizing the conference.
You were talking about buses.
He came up and he's like, I want my limo to go back to my hotel now.
You caught a bus.
And people tried to talk to him. He's just like turning around. He's,
so tell me about this bus.
Oh, yeah. So the bus was really cool. You walk into it. Oh, shit. Does that count? Wait, which line? Wait, is that first line the line or is the second line the line?
The first line is kind of the line. It's kind of weird.
This is very confusing.
So, yeah, you caught this bus. What happened on the bus? Tell me about this bus journey.
So you walk, you get on the bus. Now, there are two slightly higher seats, one behind where the driver is and another on the other side. Weirdly high. So I sat, if you walk past those higher seats, there's a couple that are like against the window. So they're oriented sort of so that you're facing each other into the center of the bus.
Yeah.
As you'd walk through. Now, those are typically meant for disabled people. But I sat there.
Yeah.
Because it was comfortable and it's where I wanted to be. And I didn't see any disabled. So I figured it was fine.
Yeah. And what happened on your journey?
Well, I sat down. I watched a video, and I've been told I'm not allowed to talk about it. And then I got to my destination, and I got off the bus. But there was a very interesting thing on this particular bus. You told me to talk about one time, not generic buses, right?
Ah, you can talk about generic buses.
Well, no. So this one time I was on the bus, this bus had USB ports for charging. So, like, you could plug your USB port phone plug into the holes and get, like, electricity to charge your phone. Do you have that here?
I don't believe we have it in Wellington. We have it for like intercity buses.
I don't know what that is.
It's when you go from one city to another city.
Do you not have planes?
We do. You have buses between cities.
I don't know that that's true.
It's for the poor people.
Ah, gross.
As
a highly paid InfoSec consultant, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, anyway, so you had a charger for your phone?
No, I didn't. I just saw the holes, the USB holes in the wall.
You didn't charge your phone?
No, God, no. I'm not going to plug my
phone. Why not?
Well, because I didn't trust the quality of the power source. A lot of people would be like, where?
Double deckers as well.
Oh, sick. Oh, that is very cool. Where's Johnsonville West?
Johnsonville West is...
So that's not a bus any sane person would get on, is that correct?
A lot of people get on it. That's why it's a number one double
decker.
Are
the people that get on that bus poor? Is Johnsonville West a poor area?
No, not really.
No.
It's quite a rich area.
So why would a bus go there? Rich people have cars and chauffeurs. And...
Oh, no, Wellington's well on its bus.
Oh, right. Wellington likes buses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh! Okay, so where I'm from, if you're not poor, you take the train because you can drive your car to the train station.
Someone else asked guest number one, person number one.
Person number one, guest number one, yes. Doctor guest number one.
Doctor guest number one. They don't have trains, and then that's what he was responding to.
I don't, what? What was the question?
People can't hear what
I'm saying. What name do I use for you on this podcast?
Reporter from the street.
So you could not hear a reporter on the streets. You need to get a really good omnidirectional microphone to capture all the background noise and anyone nearby.
We have thought of it, but it'll be really shit here.
On Untitled, we would have just done it.
No. Anyway, so what would you like to tell to the Bus Factor?
I would like to say that I approve of your buses. I understand you just swapped all of your electric buses for coal-burning buses. And as an Australian, I can say that coal is good for humanity.
It's not coal, it's diesel.
Diesel. Well,
but we do have one. You might see the one electric bus come past today.
You said it was a couple of months ago. They're no longer electric. There used to be like all this power shit everywhere.
Yeah, we used to have trolley buses. So we had trolley buses. Okay. They decided... We're going to get rid of the trolley buses.
Yeah.
And go to diesel buses.
I'm going to say, as a visitor to Wellington, I really liked what you're calling the trolley buses. I liked those.
Yeah. So they got rid of all of them.
Was that a popular
apparently
decision?
Apparently it was too expensive, but it wasn't really. Someone sent an OIA, official information request, and it occurred that it wasn't actually
hashtag real hacking dinner at Oak. Is this some sort of Wellington code words?
Oh my god, there are oaks, like, just down there. You can probably see them.
Oh, the trees.
Hello! No, like, that corner building?
The body shop.
Wave to us. Someone from Oaks, wave to us.
What's Oaks?
Hello!
I don't understand what I'm doing.
Do you see the bottom, like, the corner, the square windows?
The one with the bookstore? The bookstore. I've been to the bookstore.
Above the bookstore.
Above the bookstore.
See where the bookstore sign is?
Yes.
And all the square windows next to it?
Yes.
All the way to the corner.
Yes.
And then all the way across.
Oh, down there.
In there, in between those two points.
Yep.
Like underneath the milk thing. Milk
so this
bag.
Is Oaks. Like, I thought this was like Cuba Street.
Underneath the milk thing, there's like a restaurant.
Ah, okay, cool. And that's Oaks.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it even says the Oaks. Yes, it does. In the green.
So it's like the Oaks on Cuba. Is that what you would say?
Yes. You just call it the Oaks.
The Oaks.
But yeah.
And is that
I'm not sure from this angle you can kind of see them, but... Because, yeah, you just...
Yeah, so what is your opinion on bikes?
Can you see us?
Who said
NZ that? NZ Carrot. Can you see us?
Yeah, hello. I don't see where that was said.
We've been waving. You can see it, like, up there. We have, like, a hash...
Hashtag real hacking dinner.
Anyway.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Who the fuck are you?
I'm...
And where are we?
I'm the co-star of The Bus Factor.
Right. And is this the world's best podcast about buses?
It's the world's first and only premier InfoSec in bus live streams.
Is that actually
podcast?
True? Are there other bus themed podcasts? Like,
you can take a lot of those words out, and it's still true. like just a lot of it out. I think we're
is
the
buses real.
I think we're the only bus and InfoSec podcast in the world.
Right. Oh, do you ever talk about bikes?
We also live stream. Like, this is live.
This is live going out to 4 viewers.
How do you know? You're not meant to say. Oh, well, that's like...
Yeah, we're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, you're not meant to say that.
4,000 viewers, and it's going up by the second. Our advertisers would be very happy. Are we allowed to mention the king?
Which king?
The king of this building.
Oh, like, people can work it out from this.
Well, mention that we are broadcasting live from the penthouse at the Burger King.
Yep. That is where we are.
Burger King penthouse brought to you by Untitled.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sick. Honestly, this is like, I never thought I would be in a penthouse above a Burger King, and I'm very fucking happy.
Yeah, fair enough.
So what do you think about InfoSec? Did you see anything cool? You asked me, you're berating me about like, hey, what do you think about InfoSec?
I'm berating you.
Yeah, like, wouldn't stop going, what do you think about InfoSec?
I think InfoSec is good. It's an up-and-coming industry, and like a lot of people take it seriously.
Did you know it's the only growth area in IT at the moment? Jobs are going down in every other portion of IT aside from security.
Are you sure about that?
100% yes.
In Australia or
worldwide? In my previous job, I had to produce marketing briefs.
In your previous job?
At a university, yes.
Yeah.
In my previous job at a university, I had to produce briefs and marketing that would be advertised to students both in Australia, the Soviet Union, and internationally. And worldwide, it is the only growth area. It's also the highest median wage role in IT.
Yeah.
It pays more than everything else, and it's the only thing that there's more of. Everyone else is crashing.
Oh, wow. It's kind of interesting.
We won. Suck it.
So, you know what? What do we have?
Are we still broadcasting?
Like, we are. I'm pretty sure. So, we do have some news.
Let me have a look here real quick. Yeah, we're good.
Do you want to do some news?
Oh, do we have the news?
We've got some, like, bus news that I can just, like, briefly.
If you want to do that, I'll fire up my, like, thing, and I'll look for security news if you want to talk about buses.
We had, like...
Let me just pull up my phone here.
Some people that tried to cross a vehicle-only bridge in Russia.
Oh.
By getting a cardboard cutout of buses and 8 people walking underneath it to make it look like they're a vehicle.
Did it work?
Why do you ask me that?
Because you seem to know. Did they make it across the bridge?
I'm reading the headline.
Look, to be honest, that's further. I normally just read the URL and base all my knowledge off that.
Yeah, so it might have worked. I don't know. But yeah, our next story is kind of interesting. So we have some people that were doing a podcast. I know about podcasts.
About
buses.
Oh, shit.
I know about podcasts with buses. They were living in a bus in New Zealand.
Living in a bus.
Living in a bus.
Now, does this mean they were paying a lot of money onto their Snapper cards, which I've learned is a thing recently?
No, so they, like, bought a bus.
They stole a bus.
Bought, well, yeah, maybe. But they finally stopped doing that, so now they're selling the bus. And it's up for sale.
Now, is this bus being sold at an inflated price because of the crazy following they have as a bus podcast?
Probably.
They're not going to sell it. No one is going to buy that.
Our next story. Up in Pukekohe. Do you know where Pukekohe is?
No, I've been to Lower Hutt and Upper Hutt. Also Picton.
Both of those are nowhere near Pukekohe.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a bus stop.
I went to Queenstown.
Has a drain that's a danger to elderly citizens. In the street, like, so if you're walking in the road, there's a drain by the bus stop.
Sure.
That you could, like, trip over.
Yep.
But if you're walking on the footpath.
You're all good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. How many people died in this incident?
I think none. No. Otherwise, the news story would be quite different. These are all news stories given from our reporter on the street.
Reporter on the street.
Literally, like, half an hour ago.
These are very good stories.
Do you have some
Scrolling through. There's a lot of people saying very racist things on the internet. I'm trying to find the security news.
Have been told that there is InfoSec news by other people in the building.
Do they have anything that they could tell us about it? Antivirus is bad.
We already know that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What we could do, shall we switch to some
Let's switch out. I'll read about news and try and find something.
Yeah?
All right.
Fair enough. Shall we get someone
guess
else?
Guest number four. Can we jump in guest number four, or do you want to do someone else?
I don't know.
Put your laptop down.
Yeah,
and
We're changing guests.
Do you want to talk about bikes?
I can talk about bikes.
What bike do you own?
What bike do I own currently? Or?
Yeah, what is your bike? What is your most recent bike?
I've got a couple of bikes. Bike do you want to, motorbikes or
good bikes, like pedals and
pedals.
Like road bikes.
Yeah, I've got a couple of bikes.
Oh shit, legit?
Yeah.
Dude, we should talk about this. Well, but not now, later.
We'll do it offline.
This guy's here now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
This is nice, around the balcony. It's very intimate.
So you're guest number four.
That is correct.
Tell me about yourself.
I occasionally break computers. I like planes. I fly planes that don't have engines. Quite fun.
So gliders.
They're gliders, yes.
Why'd you call them planes?
Yes. Because
people can't see your shrugs.
It's a subset.
If you shrug, like, no one can see.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah. You have to emote through the microphone.
Emote through voice. Yes. Gliders are a subset of planes. Let's be honest here.
Fair enough. They're a fixed wing device that flies through the air.
Yes. I think they're cool.
How did you get into gliding?
I got taken to a gliding club as a kid and decided I wanted to do that.
Do you know I have an amazing photo of me with a photo of a glider that looks like it's coming out of my ear?
I don't believe that's true.
You don't?
No.
I'll show you later if I can find it.
Sounds very bizarre.
I was at a gliding club supervising some kids doing some gliding. Someone was gliding up in the air.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the ground. Someone took a photo of me at the time that a glider was flying past. And it looked like the glider was just flying out of my ear.
It's fun. Cool. Have you been in a glider?
Yes.
It's
many
cool.
times.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're a pilot?
You don't know my history, do you?
No, I've known very little about you. It's very intriguing.
Yes, I have flown planes and pilots and planes and gliders and aeroplanes and helicopters and aerobatics and
this is very cool.
I'm quite a lot of aero things.
I'm very intrigued. I'm glad that I'm learning this about you. This is very fun.
That's all you're learning.
Oh, fine. All right.
Maybe. I don't know. I just realized Oaks looks like really weird from this angle. It's got like a weird like inner thing that goes up. So this building,
you're doing a really good job of moting through voice here with your hands.
Wow, someone's being a bit sassy. So guest number four, what can you tell me about yourself
with InfoSec?
How do you enjoy KiwiCon?
KiwiCon is great. I thoroughly enjoyed the opening. It was very exciting. Pyrotechnics.
Yeah, there are pyrotechnics.
I've
all
not
the time
been at another con that's had pyrotechnics.
I think KiwiCon's my only con that has pyrotechnics.
Yeah, yeah. It's also the largest con by far that I've been to. I think it's got 2,000 attendees.
It's quite big. I think every other conference I've been to in the Australasia area is like 200 people?
Yeah, pretty much. So
2,000 is
close
like
to an order of magnitude bigger than anything I've ever been to.
Quite
a lot of nerds everywhere.
Exactly a definition of order of magnitude more.
I try to be accurate with that. I'm not sure if I am.
Close to? Like, it's literally like from 200 to
2,000. Because I'm hedging my bets. Yeah. I could be wrong, and that's not acceptable.
How many buses do you think are going to run this red light?
Can you see
the red light?
I can see the red light. It's now green.
Well, it's now green, yeah.
Yeah.
How many buses do you think are going to run?
Five,
you reckon?
100.
500. No, 500 is too much.
Is that unreasonable?
Yeah.
There's one coming.
Oh, there is. There is.
This one's...
And it's red.
It's stopping. That's a bit weird.
Ooh.
People are getting on it. Mm.
There's a bus stop. It's not actually that weird.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's exciting. I don't think the
reporter from the street. Yeah, reporter from the street is going to catch a bus. And apparently that is weird. Why is that weird for someone to catch a bus?
I said it's exciting.
Mean, risking their life, sure, but like... It's pretty normal... It's common practice here in Wellington.
Kind of hard.
What
to
do you think about KiwiCon this year?
Like, this is the first KiwiCon I've been to.
What was your favorite talk?
Favorite talk.
Go on.
I would have to say it's going to be a close battle between the talk on VM Protect, cloning VM Protect. That was very interesting. Reverse engineering is an interest of mine. I'm not very good at it, but it's quite cool. And I'd have to say, between that and Al Hazard's talk on symbolic execution.
I saw
Ethereum.
That was quite good.
I'd say the Ethereum symbolic execution talk is probably my favorite. The speaker understood the correct balance between comedy and content that I like to have in any con talk, which is about 50-50.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
So what would you recommend to people trying to get into the InfoSec industry?
Into the industry? Going to uni is good. But in addition to that, you should engage with the community. You know, make yourself stand out above other graduates. That's what I would say.
Because you were at uni, right?
I have been to uni.
Yeah, you studied in... That's kind of what you did.
I studied computer and network security.
How did you get into security?
How did I get into... as in the uni degree or into the industry?
The industry.
I studied computer and network security at uni. I then did an honours. I thought about doing a PhD. Doing honours changed my mind. I decided I didn't want to do that. During the course of my honours, I was going to a lot of community events, networking, getting my name out, And through that, I picked up enough contacts to the point where I made it clear that I was interested in getting a job.
Yep.
And that happened.
Nice.
That's a quick summary.
That's pretty good.
I'm very lucky.
Do you have any bus stories?
Bus stories? Ooh. I think buses are quite useful.
Have you caught a bus
I have,
in your life?
I have caught a
what
bus.
What is the most memorable of story of catching a bus?
I once saw a guy get refused entry onto a bus. He was trying to use a library card to get on the bus.
Did he get on after he started paying money, or like just
that was no? He was told that he would not be allowed on the bus, and then he left.
All right.
There you go.
Wow, you have an exciting bus life.
I have a very exciting bus life.
Have you caught like one bus in your life? And that was it?
I would say I've not caught many. It's more than one.
But that was close to your only bus ride.
I'd say I've caught a handful of buses.
Wow.
I usually catch the train.
I don't know what we have you on there. Do you want to join the Train Factor? There's actually a...
Is there a Train Factor?
Yeah, there is.
Is there a Plane Factor podcast? Can there be one?
I would
be on that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on that.
We thought of running a Plane Factor.
Could we be on that? Because I understand you like planes as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit interesting because most people on planes, they don't like you having a lot of electronics talking about how planes are going and whatnot while the planes are in
I don't air. See why there could be any possible problem.
I've tried it. They just don't like it.
I respect you for trying that, but
yeah. Anyway, should we get a new listener? Hello,
drag someone out here.
Who wants to talk? Right. So we're getting
guy number one.
Well, we're getting SS back on.
Yeah.
That's you.
Okay. Goodbye, audience. It's been fun.
Thank you, Jack.
Hello.
JT. Then you blew it. Oh, fuck. Thank you, guest number four. We'll cut that out. Sorry.
And then
we're getting on guy number two. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I actually haven't been listening to what's been talked about for the last hour or half an hour.
Look, I've been listening a
Hold the
bit.
Mic properly, you...
I don't have... What?
Yeah.
You know that microphones are designed to, like, capture audio.
They have a directional pickup pattern, so that's why you want to... It's like it's a gun
you know
shooting into
these
the...
types of microphones should be omnidirectional, right? That's why they are...
No, we specifically got these for their pickup pattern.
Why would you waste your money on like a directional pickup microphone when you could just get an omnidirectional microphone?
Because our entire office
microphone for everybody.
Our entire office just sounds like rumbly buses 24/7. So we wanted to be like, cut that shit out.
Sorry, did you forget the name of your show?
No, the Bus Factor. What?
So why wouldn't you want rumbly bus noises?
Oh, wow. Okay. What we're going to do is buy a condenser and hang it out the window. And then, so when we get the mixing board, we're going to have like four channels and we'll have like just a duct condenser that goes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, believe me, this is on the list to buy. Get that sweet, sweet pickup.
Are you going to have a real sound engineer to fix this for
We have me who I play with it.
A real sound engineer.
Yeah, like, well, we're not going to have that.
That's fine.
If Mike's getting further away from your mic.
That's because I'm turning my head.
Okay.
And, you know.
Yeah, okay. You're better.
Oh, sorry. Let me just, like.
Just suck it like it's a robot dick.
You know, guy number one was just making fun of me for robot dick.
Affects millions of Australians every year.
It does.
Did you know you can't smoke nicotine in vape fluid in Australia? I fucked that up a little bit, but you get the idea.
I am aware that, yes, you cannot purchase e-liquid with nicotine inside it in
Doesn't
Australia.
That just defeat the point of it?
Well, yes. There's a lot of talk about the legality of the like nicotine e-liquids. Mm-hmm. And there's also legislation preventing you from buying that stuff. However, if you go into a pharmacy and you buy specifically Nicorette branded things, you can purchase like Nicorette only vaporizer single use type thing. So weird.
There's
kind of like a protectionist thing going on there.
Yeah, because you guys have a pretty big smoking lobby.
There is a huge smoking lobby, yes.
Yeah.
And there's also a huge anti-smoking lobby, which, you know, Australia is pretty heavy on doing things to try and reduce harm.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to smoking.
Yeah.
But we should probably talk about buses, not
or InfoSec. The easy one we could talk about is KiwiCon.
Oh, yes. That's a conference that's happening right now, I believe.
I think it's like done for the day, but yes.
Potentially. There might be movies on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, KiwiCon at the movies.
Some interesting content today.
PurpleCon was on as well.
PurpleCon was yesterday as well in this fine sunny city of
Wellington. Did you attend?
I did. It was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. How did you find it?
To see a less red mix of content at a conference.
Red meaning like red team, red, not communist.
Yes, like attacking content.
Yeah. Clearly they were all communists, but that's irrelevant. So
I think that's a different conference though, but yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was quite interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't go to it because I thought it'd be a bit rude of me to go to it. Because I don't think I'd get much out of it. Bus
well,
just
I
went through
a
red light. I just saw a bus go through a red light.
Oh, we've got our first on the board for today.
Yeah.
And that's pretty far into the show. Usually you've got a bus running a red light much, much earlier.
Yeah. So the reason I voted picked so low is because I just knew Hugh and Chronic they were way too drunk to be able to look at buses. I was like, they're gonna nothing the entire time they're on. They're gonna not have any buses go through it.
Look, I was watching the stream to see if there was any offending buses. I didn't notice any, but
oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one was. We can check in the replay. Unfortunately, the AI is not running today because it's a different angle and it's not so good.
And,
but
you know, time to reconfigure and retrain is painful.
Oh yeah, I mean if we wanted to retrain it, like to reconfigure it's not actually bad. Like it's like set and forget. It just it doesn't handle this particular angle. It's like buses, I don't know what that is. Red lights.
Have you got a project open to optimize your AI a little bit and kind of handle things a little bit more robustly?
It's on GitHub.
Okay. So people can contribute if they want.
GitHub.com/THEBUSFACTOR, that's the bus factor. /P11. Did something
yes,
happen?
There was a
what
bus.
Does that mean? A bus went through a red light, yeah.
Oh my god, shit.
Yeah, you weren't looking. Yeah, go and look on the stream. It was on the stream. Yeah, well, if you had seen the bus.
If you're actually watching.
Yeah, if you're actually watching, you fuck. Jesus. That was Hugh, by the way, if anyone was wondering. Hare Krishna. Hare
you may not be able to hear
Krishna.
This, listeners. I'm going to point
can't.
The microphone, but there are some people dancing and singing, as you can see on stream.
Nah, it doesn't pick up at all.
Nothing.
Hare Krishna.
Maybe if you had a better
Hare
microphone.
Hare Krishna. We have a microphone specifically designed to not pick up noise like that.
But sometimes you want that noise.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the condenser mic is for. But we don't have it yet, so you know how it is. You know how it is. Okay, so any good talks at PurpleCon you want to mention?
Yes. Mike Gloss's talk was really, really great.
What was it about?
He was talking about how to make life for a pen tester really, really hard. And
I don't like this talk. Stop.
Don't
tell me.
This is why I'm telling you. You should have been there because he teamed up with, I forget who, a person on Twitter. And that person worked as a blue teamer and was providing the blue teamer's view of like, okay, how hard would it be to implement this like countermeasure?
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of like 1 to 5.
Because he's red, yeah.
And then Mike was providing input on like, okay, and how much would that, you know, make my day suck?
Yep.
Because things like, you know, rate limiting LDAP requests, mm-hmm. and dealing with some Kerberos configuration, and I forget what else because it was yesterday.
It's technical,
it's a long day.
Yep.
But
there was a bunch
the
of stuff
PurpleCon content, I believe, is going to be published, and you should definitely check out his talk.
It was all recorded as well?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah, we were actually just saying before we came on the show that Michael Oss is, like, really fucking good at Windows shit.
He's really good at computers, yes.
For those who haven't read it, there's a post on the Asterix, like, little blog lab thing that he talks about. It's called, like, Intellium Relaying Backflips or something. And it's really cool where he, like, basically pops one database that's that, like, talks to another one, executes a query that makes the other one talk back to a server, and then it relays that Intellium request back to the first database, which accepts it as, like, an SA equivalent command and gets you root on the database. And then you can do XP command shell and whatnot. And you just read it and you're like, damn, that's fancy. It's real good.
There's some smart people around, you know?
It's yeah, pretty, it's not around good. Me, but, you know,
well,
around...
I mean, yeah. I didn't want to say, but...
Yeah, myself included and the not smart people there, for anyone wondering. What about KiwiCon?
KiwiCon has been really, really interesting. Day one so far has been...
You're talking
pretty...
to the microphone. You can't just...
I'm sorry that I'm a human who likes to, like, you know, move my head around.
Move
a
your
bit.
Hand with it.
Just oh, if you, I'm sorry that just, I have to hold this in, like, a fixed position.
Just relative
this is
to your face.
Not very high quality for
oh
your
guests.
Oh
my gosh.
Okay. I feel as a guest on this show, I should be provided a little bit.
We should, like, give you, like, a proper
a little bit more help, you know.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm helping you by telling you you're failing. So
that's really mean. Unfortunately, Jess Frizzell was not able to.
Is it Frizzell, is it? I thought it was like Jess Frizzell.
Is it Frizzell? I don't know.
I have no idea. Jess,
well,
Jess, the girl who's really good at containers and stuff like that.
And I apologize if I have misread your last name. Mm-hmm. She wasn't able to come and give her talk. She got stuck in the US, which apparently happened recently at a different conference as well.
44Con, someone
44Con,
said, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's one of the dangers of being, like, high up in an organization. It's like,
and
oh,
really good at your job. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Azure's broken. Someone called Jessen. Oh, she's at a conference. I don't care.
Like,
this is worth millions
it.
Of dollars. Yeah.
So shout out to you, Jess. Everyone here, I think, was thinking of you and is probably, like, you know, going to fist bump you next time they see you.
Yeah.
But other talks today that I thought were really great.
How did you like the one about, like, Ethereum solidity contracts?
Which is the smart contracting
from Ethereum.
Yes.
Yep. How did you feel about that talk?
It was okay. To be honest, I was sitting next to you doing a CTF, so I was only half paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Mm. It was interesting. I think the speaker probably had a little bit too much to drink directly before he went on stage.
Well, that's the thing, is that alcohol comes on faster than 1 hour. If you're doing an hour-long talk, then you need a kind of alcohol.
And from what he said, he drank quite a lot of whiskey, about 3/4 of a bottle. So
that's too much. That's like... Yeah,
I don't know how... I don't know, like, you know, how high-functioning of an alcoholic that person is, but talking about, like, blockchains on that much booze, oof.
Yeah. To be fair, I feel like...
The content was really technical as well, so I, you know, I feel for him.
Yeah.
That would have been a struggle, especially when he got to his demos.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to talk about blockchain while sober, though, so...
Well, no one wants to think about blockchain when they're sober because it just makes you sad, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Do you know anyone who has to deal with that shit?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah, because
it sucks.
Working on a product that has blockchain as part of the thing.
Yeah, but how much VC are you getting out of that? Like, just all the VC?
Not a lot, you know. I get paid.
Really?
I get
no,
paid
not you, but the company.
Look, I don't know. I assume someone's getting money.
Yeah,
it's not me.
Yeah, it's always how it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone's getting money, but ain't me.
Yeah,
someone.
Me, so
I should think. What other talks were there? Did you see Atticus's talk? That was good.
It was really good, yeah.
I, once again, wasn't in there for it. To be honest, we went in to watch talks, and the audio was real fucked at the start.
Unfortunately, on the wings, I don't think there was speakers pointing in that direction, and the acoustics in that hall were not...
Yeah.
They weren't bouncing the sound around, so...
Yeah.
We didn't really get to hear much of the opening.
Yeah.
Apart
so,
from Metal Storm mumbling. And then when the crowd was laughing, we were like, trying to laugh along. But yeah.
It was actually, if you watched the crowd, you could see like everyone who could hear was like laughing and clapping. And everyone in the wings was just staring there blankly, being like, I wish I could have heard that joke. I mean, it was really funny. Supposedly he was a fascist. I didn't know he was a fascist.
Wow. That's cool. Look, I'm even more upset now. But these things happen.
They do happen, yeah.
Sound engineering is not easy.
Yeah, well, here on the Bus Factor, just trying to get... hold the microphone properly. Well, I'm a human. I've got to look away and not move the microphone.
I'm sorry, but it's distracting. There's so many things to look at around here.
Yeah, it's like a pretty nice area, to be honest. Hannah's Footwear Factory? Yeah, why not? Apartments?
I feel like there's not as many buses today as there usually is, though.
We're a lot later than usual.
Oh, that's true. I guess the bus schedule kind of slows down in the evening.
Yeah, it definitely does. Wellington is not the largest city.
In InfoSec news, though,
this
week...
You hear that
car? Oh, yeah, you know, I do hear it, but...
It doesn't pick up on the mics at all.
Our audience does not.
Damn right, because we got them nice mics. Anyway, in InfoSec news... Oh, yeah, you hit some InfoSec news.
I'll give you one piece of InfoSec news. Before,
I only found
like,
one, yeah.
There's 10 minutes left, so, you know, maybe we can talk about it.
Yep.
There was that thing earlier this week with Google's cloud platform and some hostile BGP routing pushing all of their traffic for a few hours.
All of it?
Yeah, or a lot of it.
A lot of it, yeah.
A significant amount? I don't know.
all of it. Some of it. A significant amount. I don't know.
It was one packet. I don't know. Look. through China and then Russia and then on its way to Nigeria, apparently.
Yeah. Like,
that seems...
I thought I saw something with the Nigerian company saying, oh, this was a mistake. But honestly, like, I could imagine Russia or China being like... you know, pop some Nigerian ISP and then set up a route that you know is going to go through, like it's going to transit your ISPs. Like,
why would you have so many layers of routing? And
yeah, like it's a weird route to take. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the, I don't actually know what the routing cables
are like.
I suppose
if you're a hostile attacker, you know, routing through as many places as possible that, you know, could be perceived as legitimate threats to some places.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Maybe that's a good way to avoid being caught.
Or at least like throw some doubt around. It's kind of interesting. Every time this happens, they're like, oh, we should really fix route hijacking.
That's it. I wonder when we're going to be looking at a solution to this. Like,
we have a solution. It's like the thing, if you're on APNIC, you just tick the box that says like, oh, sign my shit please. And
I'm not a networking person.
Neither am I. I got old Finchy who tells me. If you're in New Zealand, you just log into like APNIC and you tick the like...
please don't hijack me.
Don't hijack me, bro. And it just is like, yeah, cool, done, bro.
So it's down to the level of a checkbox complexity and people
just don't do it. It's pretty bad.
Look, it's hard. It's hard to log into services, you know.
Yeah. And
passwords
like,
are in vaults and
with
you gotta,
routing, you don't want to like... If someone's like, oh, we want to make a change that could potentially bring down all of our traffic in New Zealand, you're like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
I don't
want
that.
People might get angry. You know, if you can't access your cat videos.
Damn right.
You can't order food online.
Can't complete your CTF.
How are you going to catch a bus, you know, if you can't refill your bus card? Mm. Like, it's going to be really, really tough.
Damn right.
And people like the internet as damn much right, as technologists might hate it, but other people like it.
Yeah, it's like that ironic thing. Yeah. You learn something and you hate it. Is that person filming the Bus Factor right now? Oh my gosh, they totally are.
Hello, we have an interactive audience member. And they're
waving. It's going to be on the camera.
This person has joined the Bus Factor podcast.
I can't actually see who it is. My eyesight is way too bad.
I can't recognize them from here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What is the end of the... they could also not be the Bus Factor. They could have just
been
random people.
They're not wearing lanyards, so I don't know if they're actually attending KiwiCon.
So they might just be random people.
They could just be random people.
Yeah.
There's more people like...
That's a KiwiCon person, right?
That's a KiwiCon person.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It looks like they're being asked, like, why is this Bus Factor show happening?
Why is the Bus Factor happening? Good question. We don't know. Bus news.
Do you know what the other conference was in local Wellington news that's happening at
the
Opera House?
No, I don't. We were there when we saw it together and there was...
Oh, that's
I don't
right.
know if it was a conference. They're just... At lunch, there was a lot of people like at the Opera House. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. With bus news, before we
yes, there is some.
There was this hilarious video which I haven't put in the B-roll. If this was in, I don't know. I want to say Africa.
Okay.
But it could have been like Eastern Europe. It was somewhere that you don't think they have a lot of money. They had a bridge that was vehicle only, and people had been protesting. People had been protesting a lot, so they weren't allowed vehicle only. They built a bus out of cardboard and got eight people to like stand and like walk along carrying it along the bus,
like
along the bridge.
Style,
yeah, Flintstone style.
Oh wow!
Except there were no wheels on it. It was like they were just walking with it on their shoulders. Yeah.
Why did they build it out of cardboard for sun?
What would you build out of?
I guess, yeah, what's flying around.
Yeah. It's pretty funny anyway.
Presumably they would have had to walk to where they were going anyway.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's like the people are protesting that you can't walk across this bridge. There's just no way to get across the bridge.
Apparently, bus drivers. In
Hamilton, I believe that one is.
Yeah.
That's in the Waikato. That's where I grew up for part of my life, at least.
Sounds fancy and interesting.
It's really not. It's a shithole. Look at that fancy car.
Shout out
there.
To Hamilton.
Yeah. What a fancy car. I think in that fancy car, someone just threw rubbish up. Oh, no, he's not throwing rubbish. He's just, I don't know. Can't tell.
That.
What a dick. Anyway.
I've been meaning to ask, because I missed the episode where you introduced the ABS violations. What are they?
Advanced bicycle stop.
Oh,
see the little
okay.
green boys
I
down
see.
There?
Yep. I see.
So the
bus drivers were refusing to accept payments because they're protesting.
Yep. It's a strike. It's a, like,
why
it's
are
kind
they striking?
Low pay.
Oh, that's fair enough.
This has been going on, like, to be honest, like, no bus driver is ever like, oh, I'm glad the amount of money I get paid.
Yeah, well, you know.
They're fluctuating between currently protesting and not protesting, but they want to be. Like,
it's really hard when you're doing industrial action. I know that the train drivers in Sydney were trying to do that, and the government told them, no, you're not allowed to strike and protest.
Yeah.
Which is pretty messed up.
Government has pretty good predictions here. There's a recent case where who was striking? It was the court people in court who aren't judges, aren't juries. They're just like they help out at court.
Also like scribes and like,
yeah, all of that kind of stuff. Administrative staff, all the court administrative staff. They were striking, and the judges or whoever was involved tried to put a law through being like, you can't go on strike on short notice. If you want to go on strike, you have to give us heaps of notice before you do it.
And it
failed.
It's the whole, like, you know, it seems like the whole purpose of a strike is to cause disruption and inconvenience at very short notice because
someone's literally lighting a smoke next to us.
Not very well.
true. She's one smoke. She's only one smoke. She's going to nick herself.
She doesn't want anyone to talk about smoking because someone who watches this stream is probably going to give a shit for it.
Okay.
Not that she's been identified, so how would you know? But
anyway, moving back to the Waikato bus system.
Okay. I think it's super hard if you need to do some industrial action, right?
It's also kind of funny that
the unions are regulated to do that.
Yeah.
How?
Well, they did it to negotiate, and like a final thing. What was I going to say? Yeah, anyway, they were allowed to go on strike, and it's kind of funny. The defense was pretty much like, yeah, strikes are meant to be a problem. They're meant to be a problem.
Yes,
you're not meant to be like,
point.
You're not meant to be like, a strike is happening in a week. I guess I will deal with that, and it won't be an issue. No, that's not how it works.
Well, you know, do people go on strike parties? Do they go out, like, celebrating? Oh, it's like, there's a strike. Let's go have a drink. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been on strike. Never really had to. What kind of time is it?
Oh, I figured out where that bus you were talking about was. It's in Russia.
Russia. Okay, so yes. I was very wrong. I was
they
very
were
wrong.
They attempting to cross the Golden Bridge.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I said Africa or potentially Eastern Europe. It was Russia.
Eastern Europe.
To be fair, it does make sense that it's not, like, the richest place, Russia, right?
Well, I mean, I assume they have some buses there.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But it's not the richest place. They were being funny. Oh, no, there's like a protest thing. They were annoyed that they couldn't walk across it, so they just did it. It's pretty sweet video, though. Okay, I think we're about done for today, anyway. Unless there's anything specific you want to...
No, like, thank you for it having me over from the former Soviet Union.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that the travel costs are really expensive, and
we get the only the
I'm
best.
I'm really sorry that I had to just fly first class. You know, it's just I had to.
Only the best for the bus factor.
The bus factor.
The bus factor.
The bus factor.
Okay, I think we're about done for this week. We should only be one here bus. Next week.
Only one bus.
Well, I said two, and Hugh said two. It's going to be more than that. Or he implied it. I can't remember what his words were.
You know, I was actually going to say zero because the I didn't think Hugh was actually going to pay attention. But mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
we got
one.
We got one. Sorry. Good job.
Okay, well, let's finish it up for today, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.